We're not ready to go yet. Is there any way you can send this thing in overtime?
Yeah. No problem.
I don't know what he was looking at, but we're going into overtime.
Yes, 9:36 on the OTL. And our overtime live Friday Night Lights game of the week. That was a bit longer than we expected there. Sometimes some of those games drag out a little bit. But your final score in this one, Queen Anne's, they fall to Sussex Central in a non-conference matchup with Delaware's Henlopen Conference. It's Sussex Central 28-17, the final. But let's get to some other scores around the Bayside and coaches as well. And the number one team in the Bayside, at least according to my rankings, the North Carolina Bulldogs. Head coach James McCormick joins us on the hotline as North Carolina 42-0 winners over Cambridge South Dorchester. And coach, in this one, you guys get on the board early and often. You take advantage of a couple of Cambridge fumbles and you make the most of it. And David Bailey, again, with a big night tonight, scoring three consecutive touchdowns. And before you know it, you guys are up 21-0. It's kind of like the game last week.
Yeah, it was pretty simple. You know, we came out and our kids were playing well early, and we got a few breaks, and you know, we're able to put some points on the board pretty quick. And I think that kind of caught Cambridge off guard a little bit, and you know, things snowballed after that.
Obviously, Bailey is a special player, but it takes guys up front as well to block. But, you know, in terms of if there's any concern about, you know, are you guys, you know, feeling really good about yourselves or overlooking any opponents? Coach, you guys have come out and scored pretty quickly and taken it to the other team. And, you know, early on in the game, pretty much set the tone that you guys had command and weren't going to relinquish it.
Yeah, you know, we're working to get better, you know, with some things that we're doing, but, you know, right now our defense is playing absolutely lights out. The kids are flying around, hitting people in the physical, and you know, that takes a lot of pressure off the offense. And when we know that our guys can get out there and do a good job for us and put us in good situations, and you know, that's what they've done the first 3 weeks.
Now, I understand. Did Tyler Harding for Cambridge leave the game at some point, and did he come back?
He left the game, I think, late in the first half. Did not come back in the second half. You know, I talked to a couple of the coaches from Cambridge, and they think he's going to be okay. But I know he left the game and did not come back.
Was that off a play? I take it presumably where you guys sacked him, or it was a running play where he got hit pretty good.
I think they dropped back to pass, and you know, one of our kids you know, came free and got a pretty good shot on him. But you know, hopefully the kid's okay and will be ready to play next week.
In terms of the Cambridge turnovers, were those something that you guys forced, or was that something where they, for whatever reason, dropped the ball before contact or something like that?
I think it might have been a little bit of both. You know, our kids, I know defensively, were flying around hitting people. So, you know, we had a couple pretty good shots. I think they put the ball on the ground once or twice, you know, without us hitting them. And, you know, we just happened to have guys in the area that were able to get on it and get us a turnover.
Hard to believe a third of the season already in the books. Coach, at 3-0, obviously record-wise, you can't do any better. But so far, what have you liked, but also what do you feel like you guys still need to work on?
You know, we're a work in progress. There's a lot of things we need to work on. We're just trying to get better at the little things. I'm real pleased with the effort that our kids are putting in, the intensity that we're playing with. We're physical. We showed up focused the first 3 weeks. You know, we haven't had those off nights. So those are good things. And I think a lot of that's from, you know, having some veteran football players, some kids that have been out there and played a lot, know when to turn it on. But, you know, we want to get better. We want to get better in special teams. You know, there's a couple little things on defense we need to get better at. And, you know, offensively, we're working to try and spread the ball around a little bit more.
And, Coach, I know I read some of the quotes in the paper. You guys threw a couple of times on fourth down last week against Parkside. In fact, four fourth down conversions, which I believe all led to scores. Two of them, though, were passes. But talk about Cody Pepper, because obviously when you got a guy like David Bailey, and last year you had a stacked backfield, and not that you don't have a pretty good backfield this year as well, but obviously it's easy to lean on a lot of those guys back there. But Cody's made some plays in the passing game. Talk about him as a senior this year.
You know, look, he's come a long way. He's done some great things for us over the last 2 years. You know, last year he started for us early in the season. He's well experienced. I think if you compared him beginning of the season last year to the playoff, by the time we got the playoffs last year, he was a completely different football player. And he's continued to get better. And I know that he's going to do some good things for us as the season goes on. He's experienced. He's smart with the football. He's thrown the ball very well. Heck, we even threw the ball a couple times on first down this week. So, he's going to do good for us, and he's going to be there when we need him.
Coach, the next time you let me know you're throwing on first down, I'll get out the breaking news sounder here.
Yeah, breaking news right there.
And a couple of years ago, I know we talked about it. You called some pass plays when we weren't expecting it with Cameron Bird, and those paid off pretty well as well. But, you know, I got to think, Coach, with the running game cranked up and going as well as it is, it's scary to think that the play action pass there, and maybe you guys don't need to go to it or don't want to obviously show too much early in the year, but it's some point, obviously, you're going to have to pull that out. And with the running game being what it is, there should be some wide open guys, I've got to think.
Yeah, well, we hope so. I mean, you know, it's, when you run the ball as well as we are right now, it's easy to get complacent. But we need to keep working on getting better. And like I said, Grady's going to do a great job for us. He has been doing a great job. And, you know, hopefully when we run into somebody, it's going to be a little bit, you know, tougher up front. We're not going to be able to run on as well, but he'll be there for us.
Coach, Queen Anne's next week on the road in Centerville. We'll have that game. Queen Anne's just coming off a loss to Sussex Central, a team that runs the wing tee and a team that has a humongous fullback. And obviously, Queen Anne's, you know, if anything, it's a good tune-up to face a team like you guys. Very similar team, very physical. Talk about the matchup next week against a very young Queen Anne's team, at least in terms of experience.
Yeah, they're young as far as their varsity experience, but you know those kids have been in that system. They've been coached up for a number of years. You know, Coach Grafe and the staff up there do a great job. Fundamentally, they're very sound, comfortable with what they do and how they do it, and we're playing at their house. So you know, it's always tough to go to Queen Anne's and you know and play well and have success. You know, we're gonna have our work cut out for us, but. You know, hopefully we can get some things done.
All right, Coach. Well, best wishes and win 101 now in your career. And next week, looking forward to that game of the week again in Centerville at Queen Anne's. Coach, congrats on the win tonight, and we'll talk to you next week. Mark will talk to you next week on the field.
All right, awesome. Thanks.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much. That's North Carolina head football coach James McCormick. Did I say Franklin joining us on the hotline? I'm getting him confused with the Penn State head coach, right? And not a big fan of his anyway, though. But I am a big fan of Coach McCormick, of course. 9:43 on the OTL. It's presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus, Easton Inn and Suites. Coming to you live from the Edge Training Academy Studios, let's run through that Brett Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. Brett Moy Therapy Associates, providing physical therapy and sports care in the AAMC building on Kent Island. And we just mentioned two of the scores in our Overtime Live Friday Night Lights Game of the Week. Queen Anne's. They fall to Sussex Central by a score of 28-17, so Queen Anne's falls to 2-1. Sussex Central improving to 2-0. North Carolina improving to 3-0, winners 42-0 over Cambridge, who drops to 0-3, which they haven't been, I think, in about 13 years, is what David Inslee of the Star Democrats said, but certainly a tough schedule for Cambridge. We'll try to track down head coach Jay Coleman and talk to him about the game. As you know, if anything, as we've been talking about, look, you graduate 16 starters from last year, and you play a tough schedule out of the gate. You hope, though, that your team learns, slowly starts to get better, but if anything, will be very much ready to go for the 1A part of the schedule. And then if you make the playoffs, does it get any tougher than the three teams they've faced already in Queen Anne's and Woodbridge out of Delaware's Hell Open Conference and then North Carolina? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think Havre de Grace or any of those teams are any better. So we'll see. But obviously they need to start getting wins, though, as the schedule lightens up a little bit. Kent Island, victorious over Kent County, 41-6, the final in that one. Kent Island also 3-0. Kent County drops to 0-3. I don't think a real surprise in that one. But Kent County not giving any breaks with the schedule, that's for sure. Kent Island, though, certainly with the easiest start, or one of the easiest starts to their schedule. But you play who you play, so it's not a knock on them. But things will obviously get tougher for them schedule-wise. Parkside getting the win over Easton, 25-13. Parkside improving to 2-1. Easton dropping to 1-2. But for Easton, no Mason Ledford. He's done for the year. Because of a leg injury suffered last week against Queen Anne's, that radically changes things for Easton. Although I did write in my What We Learned segment that I thought that they would still have a chance against some teams. And today against Parkside, Niall Ogie was out of this game. And I don't know how long he may be out for. Apparently, he was in some sort of cast, or at least it was reported on Twitter, with one of his legs. So we'll see. That was a big loss. But Easton falls to Parkside 25-13. The Rams were able to get it done, but starting a freshman quarterback at Jaron Winters. That's tough. Easton still with some issues on the O and D line, although I thought the defense afforded themselves well against Queen Anne's last week. And obviously tonight, not too bad. Parkside with a late score in that one. So it's more about the offense. J.M. Bennett, the last we heard, they were leading pretty comfortably over Nandua from the Eastern Shore of Virginia. I believe the last we saw was something like 37-13. Snow Hill, they had a shot. They had a shot, a lot of people thought, against Arcadia from the Eastern Shore of Virginia. They were down 20-0 in the first quarter. They came back and took a 21-20 lead. That's right. They took a 21-20 lead by the end of the first quarter. So some 40 points scored in the first quarter, but Arcadia pulling away. Snow Hill with a score late. Had a couple of opportunities, but just couldn't get it done. Arcadia holds on. Snow Hill falls 37-26. So Snow Hill now 0-3. Still looking for their first win since October of 2014. A win that came against Colonel Richardson, a team that they lost to last week. Had a close one in the first half before Colonel Richardson would pull away. And Stephen Decatur improving to 2-1. They defeat Washington on the road at Princess Anne, 49-14. So Decatur 2-1. Washington drops to 1-2. And then tomorrow, Colonel Richardson on the road in Wicomico, or at Wicomico in Salisbury at County Stadium. Kickoff at noon. More to come. We'll talk to more coaches around the Bayside next. It's the OTL on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
The Edge Training Academy is your one-stop shop for all your training goals. Whether you're looking to improve the way you feel to improving your on-field performance, the Edge Training Academy is the place for you. What can the Edge do for you? Here are what some of our clients are saying.
The Edge has definitely made me a stronger, faster, and smarter athlete.
Developed me into an athlete like no other.
It's just created monumental change in not only my physical play, but my attitude as well.
The Edge Training Academy is located at 220 Law Canoe Circle in the Chesapeake Bay Business Park in Stevensville. For more information, check us out online at theedgetrainingacademy.com or call us at 443-249-3133.
On your own, you have limits, and Coach Willie and his staff push you well beyond those to let you reach new heights that you didn't even know you were capable of.
The Edge Training Academy, where passion meets performance.
When you have friends, business associates, or family visiting, you want them to stay at the best hotel. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites is now the number one rated hotel in Easton, according to TripAdvisor. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites also received the Distinguished Best Western Director's Award for excellent quality assurance. Plush accommodations, a friendly staff, and breakfast every morning awaits. To make a reservation, call 410-822-7100 or go to bestwesterneaston.com.
Millennium Auto Glass is your one-stop shop for everything glass. Whether it's your car, truck, boat, tractor, or house, Millennium Auto Glass can come to you. Locally owned and operated and serving Maryland since 1957 and now taking care of the shore from their Canvasback Drive location in Easton. And why would you not want the glass pros at Millennium Auto Glass to handle all of your tinting needs? All of their work comes with a lifetime warranty. Call Millennium Auto Glass today. 410-829-5013. 410-829-5013 or check them out online at millennium2autoglass.com.
Congratulations to Nathan Howith from St. Michael's High School. Nathan is well known for his baseball skills, but is getting it done between the pipes on the soccer field. He has helped his Saints win twice and made several saves to force two scoreless ties. Congratulations, Nathan, from Overtime Live in Chesapeake College, where you can discover the Eastern Shore's newest programs for today's hottest careers. Your time, your place, Chesapeake College.
Whether you're beginning on the path to earn college credit, build a great resume, or a new career, it's time to take your place at Chesapeake College, the convenient and affordable place you can turn to at any stage in your life. Earn a degree, boost your job skills, and move forward with Chesapeake's small classes, affordability, and flexibility. Go to chesapeake.edu. See why this is your time and your place at Chesapeake College.
It's Overtime Live with Mike Bradley, the only show on the shore covering high school football in the Bayside Conference. Here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
At 9:50 on the OTL, coming to you live from the Edge Trading Academy Studios. Overtime Live presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus, Easton Inn and Suites. Head out to the hotline we go, and head coach Damian Ferragamo of the Kent Island Buccaneers improving to 3-0 in the season as they win victoriously over Kent County. Final score in that one. Coach, was that 42-0 I saw? Or was 35-0 I saw?
Oh, no, it was 41-6.
41-6, there we go. I've got a million notes in front of me, and yeah, there we go. Okay, very good. 41-6 the final in this one. And just taking a look, you guys got up early and often in this one as well. Dylan Finley, a one-yard touchdown run to go up 7-0, and then off a Kent County fumble, Trent Jackson with a 35-yard touchdown pass to Sean Mooney. And we talked about last week, Coach, the balance that you have with Jackson at a quarterback. But talk about today, it looks like the ground game did the majority of the damage against Kent County.
Well, I don't know yardage-wise, but yeah, we did put a significant amount of yards on the ground today. I think it's always going to be a week-to-week kind of thing. You know, it's what other teams are doing against us, what happens to be working. So, I think we may have thrown for, I don't know, close to 200 yards today, though. So, I think we're pretty balanced.
Okay. Yeah, and when I said that, I'm referring to more, I guess, how the touchdowns were scored. But if you're talking about 200 yards in the air, that's certainly, again, balance that we haven't seen in a long time. And obviously, a guy like Trent Jackson doesn't come along often. I mean, look, the Bayside Conference has had some good quarterbacks over the years. But, you know, by and large, as you know, it's been more of a running league. So to have a guy like him or Mason Ledford, although unfortunately he's out for the year, guys like that, that obviously changes the dynamics for a head coach and offensive coordinator.
Yeah, and I think what can't be overlooked are the guys we have playing receiver, ball spread out a lot. You know, J.C. Getz didn't get in the end zone today, but he scored a ton of touchdowns. So just being able to have the ability to get the ball into some guys' hands who can do some damage.
And, Coach, when you coach back at Old Mill, and I don't know your offensive setup there, but is this the most balanced team that you've had, or did you have some teams like that at Old Mill?
I definitely had some teams like that at Old Mill. I've been fortunate enough to have great assistant coaches and great players around me, you know, for the large majority of my career. So I've had balance before. It's always easy. It's always easier with balance. It's easier to call plays. It's harder for defenses to prepare for you. So, you know, we're lucky we got the guys that we have.
Coach, and as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, you play who you play on the schedule. The start to the season here, certainly not as difficult as it's going to be as you get down the line. And, you know, coaching high school kids and with the internet and Overtime Live, et cetera, that's out there these days. I mean, the kids know the teams and they know the records, et cetera. Has it been difficult at all to motivate these guys? Have you had any issues in practice given the fact that the first couple weeks you're obviously not facing necessarily a Queen Anne's or North Carolina?
We have our normal, high school kid problems in practice that I'm sure every team in the country has. But I don't think it's revolved around that. I think we have a lot of competition in practice. There are a lot of positions that are open on a weekly basis. It's really not about the opponent. It's about your own preparation, because you can't control their record or the state that their program is in, whether they're in a rebuilding phase or, they're more experienced. So all you can do is try to be the best you can be and prepare yourself.
Coach, I had written a few notes down here that I wanted to ask you that I meant to get to a few weeks ago. First, talking about Trent Jackson and the balance that you have throwing the football. Talk about the offensive line, though, because Kent Island, by and large, has been a running-type program. And as you know, obviously, offensive linemen love the run block better than pass block, but oftentimes probably don't get a lot of practice pass blocking because that's not the norm. You're running the football 85 to 90% of the time and rarely throwing the football. Did you guys have to change the way you practice this year in terms of getting a lot more pass protection practice?
Absolutely. We're firm believers in you're going to practice what you do most time in the game. So more of our time is spent with our pass sets, our pass protections, our schemes, our techniques. But on the good note is we have one offensive lineman who has seen some time on defense at Boone Sublet. And the other guys, for the most part, the offensive line is what they play. So there's a lot of opportunity to steal some time and get better at not only the passing game, but the running game as well.
Has it been a tough transition to get used to for those guys, that is, to get used to pass blocking a lot more than they used to?
I don't know. I don't think so, because we have very athletic guys up there. You know, we don't have like the big dumb linemen. We got some pretty good athletes. You know, Boone Sublet, I mentioned him. Garrett Redding is one of the best athletes on our team, who plays left guard. Kayshawn Thomason doing a great job over at right tackle. Those guys have been getting it done for a couple of years. Nolan Gallagher at center. Those guys are returning players, and they're athletes. You just have to be a little bigger than everybody else.
And, Coach, final question for you. You know, last couple of years, you've had one of the better kickers of the Bayside. He graduated. Joe Garvey's taken over. How's Joe done so far this year for you?
well, he made all his kicks today. He can't do much better than that. So he's doing a good job. He's actually, I guess, not a second generation, but he's our second Garvey kicker. So his brother kicked for us before. He's doing a great job. He's a sophomore, and he's only going to get stronger and you know, be able to stretch out those field goals.
Coach, you go on the road to Stephen Decatur next week to Berlin. Bob Knox back on the sidelines. Decatur 2-1. They got the win today over Washington, 49-14. At least by the points, their defense has only allowed 22 points in three games. But as you talked about, you say it's more about yourself than the opponent. But what do you guys have to do to make that long trip and be successful at it?
Well, the trip is adversity right off the bat, you know, and it's something everybody has to go through in this conference. They have to go through it when they're traveling over here. So, you know, just kind of to keep the focus, to make sure our travel schedule is right so we can get out. We can kind of work off that long ride before we step on the field.
All right, he's head coach Damian Ferragamo of the Kent Island Buccaneers. They win tonight over Kent County 41-6. Coach, congratulations, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, thanks so much. 9:57 is the time of the OTL. We're back with more next.
Can't get us on the radio at 94.3 Winx FM? Then find the link on winxfm.com or sfmsports.net and listen live thanks to worldwide streaming by SFM Sports.
Here's your Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading update. The Dorchester Vikings are 3-0 in 9U, 11U, and 13U competition, and they host the Caroline Cougars tomorrow at Cambridge South Dorchester High School. The Cougars are unbeaten themselves at the 11U level, so that should be a good one at high noon. Other action tomorrow includes the Talbot Braves in Federalsburg to take on South Carolina. Kent County is on Kent Island to face the Chesapeake Piranhas. That's your Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading update for this week on Overtime Live on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
Here's what your friends and neighbors are saying about Higginbottom Orthodontics.
The doctors and their staff are amazing, always pleasant and professional, and explain everything thoroughly to my children. It's obvious that they genuinely care about their patients.
At Higginbottom Orthodontics, we believe that every day is something to smile about. Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Higginbottom, and along with my dad, Dr. Mark Higginbottom, and my brother, Dr. Kyle Higginbottom, we invite you to choose us first for all of your orthodontic needs. We have over 50 years of experience in treating your family like our family, with braces, clear braces, and Invisalign services for all ages. Schedule your free initial consultation today. Flexible payment options are available, and to find out more about our office, please visit us online at HigginbottomOrthodontics.com or call our office at 410-822-3626 and see how we can help you smile with style.
Preston Ford will be competing again this year for the top 100. The goal has been set to beat last year's high as 63rd in the nation, but we can't do it without you. 0% financing for 72 months has been extended on Ford's favorites. Get the Built Ford Tough 2017 Ford F-150 for just $18,995. Or the 2017 Ford Fusion is yours for $16,995. Plus, all this month, you get a tie-dye frolic to support childhood cancer awareness. Don't miss the top 100 sales drive at Preston Ford or hop online to PrestonMotor.com.
We're talking with physical therapist Rick Perrett from Perrett & Moy Therapy Associates in the Adirondack Medical Center in Kent Island. Tell me a little bit about what services you guys provide.
We're an office that provides occupational, speech, physical therapy. We have an athletic trainer and a wellness program. We provide these services for pediatrics and for adults.
So let's say I'm having some neck or back pain. How do I end up in your office?
A lot of insurance companies require referrals from your primary care or doctors, but with Maryland law, we can see you directly. Best way is to call our office at 410-604-2982, and we can get you the answer.
That's Perrett & Moy Therapy Associates with a state-of-the-art facility in the AAMC building just off Route 50 in Kent Island.
WINX-FM, St. Michael's Easton, Maryland's only high school football show on game night, is Overtime Live on your local sports leader, 94.3 Winx FM. It's Overtime Live with analysis, interviews, and predictions covering high school football in the Bayside Conference like none other here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
All right, 10 o'clock straight up on the OTL. Let's get a quick look at your Perrett & Moy Therapy Associate scoreboard. Then we'll take a timeout and we'll come back and get some more coaches across the Bayside, throwing a few texts out there to get some coaches to call in on one of our lines, which we can't dial out on, so it's making it a little busy, crazy back here. Anyway, North Carolina defeating Cambridge 42-0 earlier tonight. Kent Island, 41-6 winners over Kent County. Queen Anne's in our overtime live Friday Night Lights game of the week, falling to Sussex Central out of Delaware's Henlopen Conference. That is 28-17. Easton falls to Parkside 25-13 as the first week without Mason Ledford, a quarterback, begins as he's out for the year with a leg injury. Also, a couple of injuries sustained last week, the running back and wide receiver position as well. Parkside was without their number one back to injury as well. We'll try to learn more about that. The last we saw, J.M. Bennett was leading big over at Nandua from the Eastern Shore of Virginia. Snow Hill fell to Arcadia of the Eastern Shore of Virginia, 36-27. Stephen Decatur over Washington, 49-14. Tomorrow, Curtis Richardson on the road at Wicomico in Salisbury at County Stadium. Kickoff in that one at noon. Any surprises today? Maybe the fact that Cambridge wasn't a little bit more competitive early on with North Carolina, but the fact that they turned over the ball and gave North Carolina a few more possessions, I think that certainly hurt them. It's still a learning process. They lost a lot of starters. Don't want to make excuses for them, but yeah, you did think they would be a little bit more competitive in that one, although I expected North Carolina to probably win that game by 3-4 touchdowns, but thought it would be a little bit closer than that, especially given the fact that they lost to Woodbridge last week, 37-13, so it was closer than what this game was. Outside of that, I had Sussex Central beating Queen Anne's, Parkside over Easton. I mean, most of these are going the way I thought, so really, to me, no big surprises. We'll see what happens between Colonel and Wicomico tomorrow. I think Colonel has a chance. I know David Inslee picked Wicomico, and they may have a little bit more speed in athletes, but they also have not always been disciplined. Their defense stepped it up last week, but we'll see if they could do it this week. They certainly didn't show well against North Carolina week one. They were pretty chaotic, but it looks like they rebounded last week against Decatur, and we shall see tomorrow. All right, back with more on the OTL next.
Terrapin Security has been protecting homes, farms, estates, and commercial properties on the Eastern Shore for decades. Terrapin Security offers simple security solutions and touches of home automation that give you better peace of mind as your family starts back into the school year. Know that your children are home safe. Working late or traveling, know that your home is secure with Terrapin Security. Jack Lesner, Lee Colby, and the rest of the staff at Terrapin Security wish you a safe transition back to school. Let Terrapin Security help secure everything you work for while you are out enjoying your children in their important school year activities. For a security analysis of your property, call 410-822-6500. Your neighbors that provide security for you and your family. Terrapin Security.
When you have friends, business associates, or family visiting, you want them to stay at the best hotel. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites is now the number one rated hotel in Easton, according to TripAdvisor. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites also received the Distinguished Best Western Director's Award for excellent quality assurance. Plush accommodations, a friendly staff, and breakfast every morning awaits. To make a reservation, call 410-822-7100 or go to bestwesterneaston.com.
When it came to imagination and ingenuity, Ben Franklin more than fit the bill. That's why Ben Franklin Crafts Easton fits the bill for all your craft and custom framing needs. We've got everything you need to design, create, and embellish. All you need to do is provide imagination.
Are you ready for some football?
Stop in and see our expanded Ravens and Redskins department. Flags, signs, power decals, and more. Great for that diehard NFL fan. Don't forget, fall and Halloween are in full swing. Check out our largest selection of Halloween decor ever. Daily specials on Facebook, Twitter, and Foursquare. Ben Franklin Crafts Easton, located in the Easton Plaza.
Have a child that needs driver's ed? Maybe you need to attend the driver's improvement or point system conference class. In either case, you want to make the right choice by calling Bayside Driving School. Bayside Driving School has been locally owned and operated since 1982 and has the most experienced instructors. Driver's Ed classes start monthly in Talbot, Queen Anne, Caroline, and Dorchester. So call to reserve your spot today. For more information, call Bayside Driving School at 410-822-4411 or visit them on the web at baysidedriving.net. Make the right choice. Go Bayside.
Back to more of Overtime Live, Maryland's only high school football sports show on game night, here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
10:05 on the OTL, presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus, Easton and its suites, broadcasting live from the Edge Training Academy Studios. Mike Bradley with you. Easton football head coach Matt Griffith joining us on the hotline. Easton falling to Parkside 25-13. And coach, obviously a big news week, and we obviously had the game game last week, the game of the week, with the injuries that a couple of your players sustained, including Matt Mason Ledford at quarterback. And due to HIPAA laws, obviously, we couldn't report it in the news without getting clearance and such. But can you tell us now tonight what's the latest on Mason Ledford and Ryan Farr and also your running back, Connor Butler, from last week?
Nothing that I can report besides they didn't play this evening, and that's about it.
Okay, so they did not play. Jared Winters started a quarterback for you?
That's correct.
Okay, so the freshman taking over, what can you tell us about his performance tonight and the offense? Obviously, that's a tough turnaround going from a senior quarterback who had a big year last year and much expected of him this year to a freshman.
Oh, no, I thought Jaron and the offense did, you know, extremely well tonight at times, and we had some hiccups as expected. You know, we put in some different things this week, and we had to figure out, you know, try to figure out who we are and what we were going to be on the field without having some of those players out there. And it took us a little bit, but you know, we had some opportunities tonight. We shot ourselves in the foot. It was, I think, 18-13 with about 9 minutes to go. And I know we had one touchdown call back on a penalty, and we were inside the 22 other times and weren't able to put it in.
Coach, in terms of changing the offense, I mean, one would assume that the running game was more of a point of emphasis as compared to going to a spread passing attack?
You know, we probably didn't throw it around as much as we have in the past, but I haven't looked at all the numbers yet. But we still, you know, we put it out there quite a bit. Jaron, I said, as it adapted, it's gotten better every day. And with what we've asked him to do, as far as I'm concerned, he had a, you know, did a great job, and he's accepted everything that we've asked him to do, and he's eager to learn. He's going to be very good.
Coach, the narrative coming in this year, you return a lot of skill guys. You graduated a fair amount of guys in the trenches there. And last week on that first series, if that was any indication, it was going to be a tough night, even if Mason Ledford stayed in the game in terms of pass protection. Talk about the pass protection tonight and what, if any, changes you made during the week before the Parkside game.
No, there was no changes to our pass protection, and I don't think Mason would have had a long night last week. You're talking those three plays, and two of them were designed run plays. So, you know, Queen Anne's is a good football team, and they came hard on the first couple plays of the game, and we made adjustments just as we did tonight with Parkside.
How did the pass protection hold up tonight against Parkside?
They were fine. There was obviously some opportunities. Parkside's very big and athletic up front, and, you know, there's a couple times that they were able to get in the backfield. But for the most part, offensive line did what they needed to do and gave Jaron some time. And like I said, I don't have his numbers, but he completed several passes and did a really good job for us tonight.
Who started at running back for you tonight?
Thatcher Knox.
Okay, Thatcher Knox. As we reported last week with Connor Butler going out of the game, and also Trey Banks, I know, plays that position. I know the wide receiver position is pretty deep for you guys, so Ryan Farr being injured, certainly you don't want him to go out, but you've got guys, obviously, like Tashaher Nixon, who had a touchdown tonight, and Brandon Booz. Was that Nixon touchdown on a reception or a run, Coach?
I believe it was on a run.
Okay. Was that a jet sweep type run?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Talk about your defense. I mean, I thought all in all they afforded themselves pretty well last week, especially being out on the field quite a bit against Queen Anne's, and Queen Anne scored a late touchdown, so the score wasn't necessarily indicative of the performance. Talk about their performance tonight, much in the same way, a late touchdown by Parkside.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to figure out what's going on there with the defense. We got to be able to put two full halves together. Tonight in the second half, we were lights out. They scored with 38 seconds to go in the game, and prior to that, we had given up three scores. You know, we got a lot of young kids playing. I think there's 9 underclassmen on the starting defense. They're getting to where they need to be, just like last week, and we're not finishing some plays we should be finishing, and when we're able to put all that together on the same night, they're going to be pretty darn good.
My understanding was Niall Oji did not play for Parkside in this game, that he was in a cast on the sidelines. Can you confirm that?
I know he didn't play. I didn't see any cash or anything, but no, he did not play.
All right, so Coach, at this point, 1-2. So the three guys we talked about, they did not play in this game, and I will ask the question anyway. Do we know whether or not they're going to be playing this week for you?
I don't anticipate them being here this week for me, and I'll get updates from our trainer and medical staff as we go.
All right, and as we look forward in terms of games upcoming, I believe what J.M. Bennett on the road next Saturday, so you get an extra chance to, or extra day to practice against the Clippers, or for the Clippers, I should say.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We'll take that extra day because, as I said, this week in practice, you know, we got better every day with what we had some new folks in doing some things, and we could definitely use another another day of practice this week to get ready for them on Saturday.
Did you come out of this game healthy from the Rams game?
Yeah, I'm not aware of any issues. You know, just like a normal football game, I'm sure some kids were beat up and bruised up because they played hard, but nothing that concerning for me.
And as I talked about in the What We Learned segment last week, kind of similar to a situation where a couple of years ago Jalen Mooney got hurt and you had to put in what T.J. Nixon as a freshman at quarterback, and you guys beat Cambridge that year and almost upset Falston on the road.
Yeah, you know, it's one of them things where if you had 3 weeks in camp to get somebody ready, he's going to be much farther along. Obviously, we didn't. You know, we schemed all of our stuff with the year that Mason had last year. We just had to change a few things as they are different players, and both bring something very unique to the table, and you know, we're excited. It's unfortunate for Mason, and he's done a great job helping you know, tutor Jaron along so far.
And Jaron, final question with him in terms of his ability to throw the football, is it on par with Mason in terms of arm strength?
He can sling it 50-55 yards down the field.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time tonight, and best wishes next week, Saturday. We won't get a chance to talk to you on Saturday. Maybe we'll be able to catch up with you next Friday and talk a little bit more about the game.
Sounds good, Mike. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Head Coach Matt Griffith of the Easton Warriors joining us on the hotline as Easton falls 25-13 tonight in that one at 10-12 the time of the OTL. Okay, I thought I had a call there. Let me take a quick timeout. We'll come back. It looks like we may have another coach calling in. It's the OTL, 94.3 Winx FM at sfmsports.net.
Doc's Downtown Grill is your destination for lunch or dinner. Doc's Downtown Grill has 7 big screen TVs, so you won't miss a single football game. You want to watch the Big Ten or SEC game? No problem. Doc's has them all. Plus, Doc's has the college game plan package, too. Like the NFL better? Doc's has every NFL game offered. Wear your Redskins or Ravens game day gear to Doc's on Sundays, and you could win some great prizes. Take advantage of Doc's touchdown menu during every game. Drink specials plus food specials that include wings your way for just $6. Doc's Downtown Grill for food, fun, and football.
Matt, look out for that skunk!
I didn't even see that until you said something.
Here, try these.
What a difference. No glare.
That, my friend, is the Costa 580 polarized lens from an Optical Galleria. They are a Costa RX dealer, so you can get a Costa with or without prescription. An Optical Galleria has an in-house lab if you want to use your frame. They can fit you with the Experio polarized lens for the best vision under the sun. They're in Centerville and West Ocean City. Stop in and see the difference. 443-262-9415.
Football season is here, and Cario, where do you go for your tailgating supplies?
The only place to go, Krabby Grawls.
With locations in St. Michael's, Crisfield, and Cambridge.
We've got all your tailgating needs, Mark Potter, from Bloody Mary mixes to gourmet mustards, hot sauces, and barbecue sauces.
Everything you need to slap on your meat available at Krabby Grawls.
Don't forget your bacon ketchup and your hoodies.
It's all available at Krabby Grawls, St. Michael's, Crisfield, and Cambridge, and available online at KrabbyGraw.com.
Here's what your friends and neighbors are saying about Higginbottom Orthodontics.
The doctors and their staff are amazing, always pleasant and professional, and explain everything thoroughly to my children. It's obvious that they genuinely care about their patients.
At Higginbottom Orthodontics, we believe that every day is something to smile about. Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Higginbottom, and along with my dad, Dr. Mark Higginbottom, and my brother, Dr. Kyle Higginbottom, we invite you to choose us first for all of your orthodontic needs. We have over 50 years of experience in treating your family like our family, with braces, clear braces, and Invisalign services for all ages. Schedule your free initial consultation today. Flexible payment options are available, and to find out more about our office, please visit us online at HigginbottomOrthodontics.com or call our office at 410-822-3626 and see how we can help you smile with style.
The games are over, the lights are off, and the crowds have gone home. But we are just getting started. It's time to analyze the games, hear from the coaches, and look ahead to next week in the Bayside Conference. It's Overtime Live on 94.3 Winx FM and SFMSports.net.
All right, 10:15 on the OTL. Let's go right back out to the hotline. And Kent County head coach Brendan Ironton joining us on the, well, I just mentioned on the hotline at 41-6 tonight. Tough game to Kent Island. And, Coach, we talked about certainly the schedule. A tough way to start the season here against some very good ball clubs that you're playing. And some travel as well tonight. Not much of a travel, but a very tough opponent in the Buccaneers.
Yeah, Kent Island's a very good football team. They obviously have more experience than we do, and they got some pretty good players. So they were impressive tonight.
Coach, you mentioned last week a couple of players that were missed because of injury the previous week against Parkside. I believe Silas Phillips was one of those guys. Did you get those guys back healthy tonight?
Yeah, Silas was back tonight. He went the whole game pretty good. So hoping to get a couple other guys back next week. So, I mean, we'll get there.
Now, a couple of the guys you had mentioned as well due to some grades issues, when would they be eligible to come back for you?
Whenever the interims come out,
understand. Now, are those guys, by the way, is that a mixture of classes? Are they sophomores or juniors? Or is there a senior in
younger
there?
Younger guys. We're missing, like I said, we're missing a bunch of guys due to several different things. I mean, it is what it is, but
yeah.
I think on the positive side, we got a lot of younger guys playing, and they're playing at some really good teams right now. And our guys, they just need to continue to learn and continue to use experience for moving down the road.
Well, I kind of equate it to the Cambridge situation. Cambridge is 0-3. They've had a tough start to their schedule. And so both teams, though, battle-tested for the 1As because it's not going to get any tougher than playing the Kent Islands and the North Carolinas and the Queen Annes of the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're in the same boat. And, you know, I guess we would have thought we'd both be 0-3 at this moment. But it's just something that happens with 1A teams.
Coach, I know it's tough when you take a look from an outsider's point of view, when you take a look at a score of 41-6. And now last week, obviously a very close game, 33-31 to Washington. But then the previous week, it was a fairly wide margin. The Parkside defeated you guys. But even though the score tells you one thing, what positives outside of, I know a lot of youth are getting experience, what positives or what things are you able to take out the last couple weeks where you see maybe you're slowly but surely you're getting better that maybe only a coach would see?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously, we're getting a lot of younger guys playing time, so I think that's good for us down the road. Today, I felt like, you know, we had a touchdown callback in the first half. It was like a 75-yard touchdown run. Ref said he inverted whistle, and they all kept playing and got called back, so it is what it is. And so it could have easily been 28-7 at the half.
Mm-hmm.
Young, so we're going to make some younger mistakes. So we had a couple of blocked punts. I think we had a fumble that looked kind of questionable. It is what it is, but they came on, did a really good job of capitalizing it, and you know, as experienced teams should. And just that stuff that's hitting us, we just got to be able to learn how to deal with that and get it. And that only comes with experience. So I think we've done a better job with playing, you know, playing defense, and they just need to see more reps to get more live action at it. To be able to really start moving forward on it. And over time, that's how it's going to happen. So,
I was going to ask you, is there a phase of the game that has to be cleaned up a lot, or is there something that you're seeing at each phase of the game that you guys have to get better at?
I mean, I think we got to get better at all three phases. It's just, you know, like I said, we got a lot of guys who are starting for the first time. A lot of guys are playing. So it's just everything's got to be cleaned up and everything's got to be a lot better. So, stuff that we'll work on, stuff that we'll continue to try to get better at. Like I said, we just got to be patient. Remember the plan that's in place.
It may be one of those years that you look back and say, yeah, we took our lumps, but now we're so much better for it, right?
I mean, it really reminds me of my first year of coaching here. We had a bit younger team, and I knew we could be good, and it took a little bit to kind of get used to it. And the same situation here. We're playing and we had, you know, two or three freshmen that were playing tonight, and that were at least rotating in while we're starting, and playing a lot of sophomores and juniors. So, it's a cycle. So, you know, it's our turn. And, you know, there's a plan, and we're going to stick to it.
I was going to say, Coach, you're coming full circle again here, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to, you know, school outside. It's going to happen. It's got to, you know. And we don't have the JV team. So, and our coaches, we're going to work the best we can with these kids and get them rolling. So, it's way of football.
Next Saturday, Snow Hill visits you guys. Snow Hill has not won a. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're supposed to visit us. We got our new field in, so we're probably gonna be playing a lot on the road. It's early.
Oh, so that game's gonna be down there. Okay, and that's a 1:30 start. Is that still gonna be the same, or is it gonna be a noon start in snow?
No, I assume it's gonna be Friday night. So, originally supposed to be our homecoming, but with our field getting pushed back, you know, we got a lot of varsity we're trying to work through this year.
Yeah, and Coach, by the way, how many numbers do you have in the varsity right now?
We have 34 guys.
34 guys. Okay. Yeah, I was just going to say Snow Hill, I mean, their numbers are better at 25, but their head coach said that after their first 11, though, there's quite a drop-off, but their first 11, pretty good. They came back tonight against Arcadia down 20-0 in the first quarter. They came back to take the lead 21-20 in the first quarter before they fell tonight by a final score of 36-27. It looks like that's an improved Snow Hill team, Coach, and I know they're looking for their first win since October of 2014. Obviously, you guys don't want to be the ones to give it to them.
Like I said, I told the kids, we gotta bring it every day. We can't afford to turn the switch on a Thursday or Friday and expect to be competing for a game with our age and youth. We gotta be every day. It's gotta be a win, and we gotta put it all together for a full week to really have an impact on Friday night.
All right, he's head coach Brendan Ironton of the Kent County Trojans. Coach, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good, Mike.
Yeah, if you can shoot me a text to confirm that time, then.
All right, it'll definitely be a night game, but I'll shoot you a text when you know.
Great, perfect. Appreciate it. All right, take care. All right, we'll talk later. Head coach Brendan Ironton of the Kent County Trojans, 1021 of the OTL. Back next.
Greg Hathaway knows a thing or two about winning since he was a part of Easton High School's 1986 regional championship football team. Greg has brought that winning attitude with him to Greg Hathaway State Farm Insurance at 817 Arcadia Street in Easton. Let Greg Hathaway and his full service staff take care of your auto, home, motorcycle, camper, and life insurance. And did you know State Farm Insurance offered banking, loans, and credit cards? Greg Hathaway State Farm wants to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Find out more by calling Greg Hathaway State Farm Insurance at 410-822-7480 or go to GregHathawaySFAgent.com.
When it comes to imagination and ingenuity, Ben Franklin more than fits the bill. That's why Ben Franklin Crafts Easton fits the bill for all of your crafts and custom framing needs. They have everything you need to design, create, and embellish. All you need to do is provide imagination. Keep updated on Facebook. Ben Franklin Crafts Easton, Easton Plaza.
Attention contractors, Supplies Unlimited of Del Marva and Baltimore can provide you with a full line of gypsum products and accessories for your residential and commercial projects. So whether you need wallboard, sheathing, metal framing, or insulation, Supplies Unlimited is the place for you. Need doors or frames? Yes, they do those too. Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame have been serving Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware for over 30 years. Prompt delivery is available, so don't delay and place your next order with Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame. Call 1-800-938-2294 or visit SuppliesUnlimitedInc.com.
The Edge Training Academy is your one-stop shop for all your training goals. Whether you're looking to improve the way you feel, to improving your on-field performance, the Edge Training Academy is the place for you. What can the Edge do for you? Here are what some of our clients are saying.
The Edge has definitely made me a stronger, faster, and smarter athlete.
Developed me into an athlete like no other.
It's just created monumental change in not only my physical play, but my attitude as well.
The Edge Training Academy is located at 220 Law Canoe Circle in the Chesapeake Bay Business Park in Stevensville. For more information, check us out online at theedgetrainingacademy.com or call us at 443-249-3133.
On your own, you have limits, and Coach Willie and his staff push you well beyond those to let you reach new heights that you didn't even know you were capable of.
The Edge Training Academy, where passion meets performance.
Football season is here, and Cario, where do you go for your tailgating supplies?
The only place to go, Krabby Grawls.
With locations in St. Michael's, Crisfield, and Cambridge.
We've got all your tailgating needs, Mark Potter, from Bloody Mary mixes to gourmet mustards, hot sauces, and barbecue sauces.
Everything you need to slap on your meat available at Krabby Grawls.
Don't forget your bacon ketchup and your hoodies.
It's all available at Krabby Grawls, St. Michael's, Crisfield, and Cambridge, and available online at KrabbyGraw.com.
From the Queen Anne's County Lions to the Cambridge South Dorchester Vikings, we have football covered in the Bayside Conference. It's Overtime Live on your local sports leader, 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
All right, presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus, Easton and its Suites Company live from the Edge Training Academy Studios. Let's run through that Brett Moy Therapy Associate scoreboard one final time. North Carolina over Cambridge, 42-0. Kent Island over Kent County, 41-6. Queen Anne's falls to Sussex Central, 28-17. Parkside defeating Easton, 25-13. I have to go through the Twitter feed, folks, but J.M. Bennett has a sizable lead over Nandua, so we're going to assume they won. We'll get that up at our Facebook page. Snow Hill fell to Arcadia, Virginia, 36-27. And Stephen Decatur defeated Washington, 49-14. At 10:25, we've got 2 minutes. David Inslee, the Star Democrat. David, give us your thoughts here on week number three of the Bayside.
First thought is, holy cow, Bennett beat Nandua 63-27. I just got that text.
Woo, okay, very good. Thanks for the info on that one.
Yeah, and Niall Ogie was in a boot when I got to the game tonight for Parkside, and I can also confirm that the Kent County Snow Hill game has been moved to 6 o'clock Friday at Snow Hill. Also, the following week, Queen Anne was supposed to go to Kent County. That's been moved to Queen Anne's. And from what I can tell looking at the schedule, because they're restocking the field at Trojan Stadium, the Trojans will not have a home game now by the look of it until week 8 against CSD.
Oh, man. Niall Ogie, any more info on if he's going to be out for a while, or is this just a week thing?
I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. It'd be a HIPAA violation.
Very good. And Easton head coach Matt Griffith said that he did not expect Mason Ledford or Connor Butler or Ryan Farr to play in the next game, but he could not confirm about their situation again with the HIPAA laws, as we know.
Right. Well, I can tell you that, since he's at a public event, there's no legal expectation of privacy when you're talking about what he looked like. So I can tell you that Mason Ledford did have his leg in a cast.
All right. Well, I think that speaks volumes about that, but we'll let that be what it is. I don't think any real surprises this week. Queen Anne's losing to Sussex Central. I had SC in that one. I think you did, too. Maybe Cambridge. I thought they would have been a little less sloppy tonight, but North Carolina's so good. But I don't really think any surprises week three, David.
Yeah, so North Carolina scored coming off the bus in that one. It was 21-0, 8 plays in.
Yeah, yeah. Any final words about week three or the Bayside in general, and then we got to hop?
No, but just thanks for having me on. Colonel Wyhye tomorrow should be interesting. If Colonel can give Wyhye a game, I think that changes the complexion of Colonel at home against Cambridge next week.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Look for David's work and the Star Democrat. And David, hopefully we'll get some more time here as the season goes along to get you on. We'll talk a little further, okay?
All right, Mike. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure. David Inslee, the Star Democrat. That's going to do it for us at 10:27 on the OTL. Next week, our Overtime Live Friday Night Lights game of the week will be Queen Anne's hosting North Carolina. The U.S. Heating and Air pregame show at 6:45, and the Ben Franklin Crafts kickoff is at 7 o'clock. Don't forget to look for the Power Poll probably this Sunday at sfmsports.net. Click on the Overtime Live button there under High Schools. Also, the What We Learned segment probably Tuesday or Wednesday, and also my picks, which will be next Friday. Check that out. Want to thank everybody that made it possible. Brooke Posner, obviously Mark Potter, the coach Dale Beecraft of the call during the game, and Steve Clendenin with sfmsports.net, and David Inslee of the Star Democrat. Have yourself a great and safe weekend. We will join Nash Knights live in progress as we continue more of the Mid-Shores country music right here at 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net. Have yourself a great night, and we'll catch you next Friday.
Ready, willing, and able to serve you. Since 1919, homeowners in Talbot, Dorchester, Caroline, and Queen Anne's counties have relied on Meitzer Petroleum to keep their heating and cooling systems trouble-free. From their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee and a no-run-out policy to ensure your peace of mind, to a full range of oil heat, commercial fuel, and propane services, the team at Meitzer Petroleum takes pride in providing all of your heating and air conditioning needs. When it comes to choosing services for your home or business, go with a name you can trust. Call Meitzer Petroleum today at 410-822-4335 or visit them online at MeitzerPetroleum.com.
Preston Ford will be competing again this year for the top 100. The goal has been set to beat last year's high as 63rd in the nation, but we can't do it without you. 0% financing for 72 months has been extended on Ford's favorites. Get the built Ford Tough 2017 Ford F-150 for just $18,995. Or the 2017 Ford Fusion is yours for $16,995. Plus, all this month, you get a tie-dye frolic to support childhood cancer awareness. Don't miss the Top 100 Sales Drive at Preston Ford or hop online to PrestonMotor.com.
Need a plumber? Call Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Drain Service. Servicing Delmarva for over 30 years, they are the original Roto-Rooter that you can count on. Whatever your plumbing or drain service needs, they can fix it. Give them a call at 888-EDS-ROTO. That's 888-EDS-ROTO. Or check them out on the web at EDSROTO.com. When you hear this jingle, you'll know it's the real Roto-Rooter.
Call Roto-Rooter.
I'm tired of taking my truck to the car wash because it never gets clean and it always has water spots.
You need to go to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
The carpool? Let me guess, they have lifeguards?
Well, as a matter of fact, they do. The carpool offers 24-hour touch-free service, or you can use the high-tech tidal wave during the day 7 days a week. My truck loves taking a dip in the tidal wave at the carpool because the lifeguards wipe it down and clean the wheels too.
Looks like I'm heading to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
When you go, ask about the Unlimited Wash Club. You can wash your car or truck every day for as little as $25 per month. The carpool's located on Route 50 in Easton. Like them on Facebook.
We need your help. If you're attending a high school sports game, then we want your pictures and videos. Send them to us at OvertimeLive@GoEaston.net or tag Mark Potter or Overtime Live in your Facebook pictures.
Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading offers youth under the age of 14 the opportunity to compete at a high level. Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading has student athletes excelling on the field, on the mats, and in the classroom. Residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Kent Island, and Talbot all have the chance to enjoy the rewards of playing with a Bayside Conference. For more information or to find out how your area can get involved with Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading, call 410-714-1319.
Millennium Auto Glass is your one-stop shop for everything glass. Whether it's your car, truck, boat, tractor, or house, Millennium Auto Glass can come to you. Locally owned and operated and serving Maryland since 1957 and now taking care of the shore from their Canvasback Drive location in Easton. And why would you not want the glass pros at Millennium Auto Glass to handle all of your tinting needs? All of their work comes with a lifetime warranty. Call Millennium Auto Glass today. 410-829-5013. 410-829-5013. Or check them out online at millennium2autoglass.com.
Greg Hathaway knows a thing or two about winning since he was a part of Easton High School's 1986 Regional Championship football team. Greg has brought that winning attitude with him to Greg Hathaway State Farm Insurance at 817 Arcadia Street in Easton. Let Greg Hathaway and his full-service staff take care of your auto, home, motorcycle, camper, and life insurance. And did you know State Farm Insurance offered banking, loans, and credit cards? Greg Hathaway State Farm wants to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Find out more by calling Greg Hathaway State Farm Insurance at 410-822-7480 or go to GregHathawaySFAgent.com.
Tune in every week of the regular season to Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites, to see who is chosen as the Overtime Live Carpool Car Wash Coach of the Week. That coach will receive a free car wash, courtesy of the carpool in Easton and Salisbury.
Turn to Chesapeake College and discover the Easton Shore's newest programs for today's hottest careers. From landscape design and Maryland's first associate degree in agriculture to new one-semester EMT certificate, start or grow your career here. Low-cost classes and convenient locations make Chesapeake the right choice to get ahead. Fall classes are underway. There's still time to enroll today. Visit Chesapeake.edu or call 410-822-5400. That's 410-822-5400. Your time, your place. Chesapeake College.